We're reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're in item 103. You can ask questions in our website and we'll ask them during the lesson.
Yeah, so we are in item 103. Maybe we should read from 102 at least. Yeah. Okay. Read, Moshe.
Yes, item 102. The four phases, Teamim, Nekudot, Tagin, Otiot, are discerned in Patsuf Nikudim too, since all the forces that exist in the upper ones must exist in the lower ones as well. But in the lower one, there are additional matters to the upper one. It has been explained that the primary expansion of each Patsuf is called Teamim. After it expands, the clash of surrounding light and inner light occurs in it. And through that, this clash, bitush, the screen is gradually refined until it equalizes with the peh of Rosh. And since the upper light does not stop, the upper light couples with the screen in each state of coarseness along its refinement. This means that when it refines from phase 4 to phase 3, the level of Chokhmah emerges on it. And when it reaches phase 2, the level of Binah emerges on it. When it comes to phase 1, the level of Zeranpin emerges on it. And when it comes to the root phase, the level of Malchut emerges on it. All those levels that emerge on the screen through its refinement are called Nekudot. The records that remain of the lights after they have departed are called Tagin. The vessels that remain after the departure of the lights from them are called Otiot. Once the screen has been completely refined of its coarseness of the goof, it is incorporated in the screen of the Peh of Rosh, in the coupling there, and the second Patsuf emerges on it.
Okay. Wait, you finished 102. Questions? Oh, Kiev 1. Okay, Kiev. What's your question?
Да, дорогой Рав, вот здесь вот он пишет, что высший свет не прикасается.
Yes, dear Rav, he writes here that the upper light does not stop its action. It performs a coupling with the screen in every state of coarseness. This happens all the time. This possibility.
Wait. First, we're saying that we have a Rosh and a Guf. In the Rosh, we have decisions. In the Guf, we have actions. From the decision that happened in the Rosh, it expands to the Guf. Then, when the Patsuf receives some light in order to bestow, meaning receives revelation of the Creator in order to bestow, to the extent that it identifies with it and no more than that, it can hold itself. And by that, he reaches a state that the Patsuf is built in him, that he decides in the Rosh that I uplift above my ego and perform an action which is opposite of my will to receive, as much as I can resemble the Creator to do an action of bestowal, and I do want that the Creator will clothe in me in order for me to be able to give Him contentment through this. He has a desire to be revealed in the created beings, so I'll do it as much as I can. And then he checks himself and receives revelation of the Creator in his desire, but that after the restriction and the screen and the reflected light in the calculation, the upper light or the creator clothes in him from the pit below in his desire, according to the calculation he did in the Rosh. The creator enters and fills him in the Potsuf. That is called adhesion of the creator and the created being. After the created being did this action and made sure it won't be in order to receive, God forbid, but only in order to bestow, so he finished his action. Then the surrounding light comes back and presses on it and says, you only took a small part. You only get a thin line here that you received in order to bestow. And the created being, the potsuf, the will to receive, with the restriction, with the screen, sees that it really is like that. That's why he refines itself, because he sees that by this he didn't finish the purpose of creation. He only received a small portion of it. So he refines himself. When he reaches the screen, what he received in order to bestow, when it reaches of the Rosh, so he's incorporated with the upper light again, and he sees there's more work to do. The creator wants to give much more than he received in order to bestow, and he performs the work again. That's how the Paltzufim are built. Meaning, to enter connection with the creator in order to give him contentment and to feel him, that's called that we're with him like in a potsuf, receiving a part as much as we can resemble him. That's our work. That's the expression of our will to receive. Then we become like the creator, according to our qualities, like the creator to some extent, according to our qualities, according to our attainment. And by this, we're bringing ourselves closer, step by step, because all the potsufim connect and connect and connect until they will reach a state at some point where one potsuf will be with one big coupling, and the creator can enter and fill all of reality. That's it.
PT 19.
PT 19.
Good morning, friends. He starts in item 102 in a very interesting way. I would like you to explain this a little bit, if you can. He says that four phases, tamim, nekudot, tagin, otiot, are discerned in patsuf nekudim too, since all the forces that exist in the upper ones exist in the lower ones. What are these upper ones and lower ones? Why should it be in both?
Every patsuf is born from the previous patsuf, and everything that was in the previous patsuf takes place in building the new patsuf, which is adjacent to it. Like in our life, that what the children have, usually it came from the parents. It could even be from the parents of the parents. But this is how it happens.
And how do the upper ones add to the lower ones?
Through the work of the patsuf itself.
What does that mean? What does it mean?
That some kind of freedom was given to each one to use whatever he has, the information, the data you got from your parents. You can use it in according to your period of time, to your environment, and according to that, you're not completely like an animal, but you can change this information, this data, in an essential way, to think what you're doing with your life, or change your direction, that's why humanity is constantly going through changes. Every generation and the way it is. Why? Because you don't agree with what you got from your parents, and you want to keep renewing yourself. And there's people who don't want it. That's why also humanity is divided into different degrees of the still vegetative, animate, and speaking. So there are people that are still just as it was, that should be, I don't want to change anything, just live like this and that's it. Less concerns, and I don't want any big things. Main thing is that we have quiet. And there's people that don't care. They can't without doing some kind of revolution, internal, external, personal, or general.
So all the work is to lower the upper lights to the lower ones?
All of our work is to give each and every one maximum abilities to participate in correcting the world.
By the connection between us.
By the connection between us. Otherwise, you're not building anything.
בסדר.
Okay.
נו, פיתי ארבע.
כשהאורות מתפשטים בפרצוף.
When the lights spread in the patsuf, there are also levels, just like in the purification of the screen.
שאור נכנס לתוך הפרצוף.
When the light enters the patsuf, it fills the rosh, there's a coupling by striking, there's a calculation with the records of the previous patsuf, and these calculations determines which lights in which way they enter the patsuf, according to the degrees of coarseness and so on.
What I'm trying to understand is, when the screen is refined, there is the degree of Zeranpin, Bina, Malchut, etc. The question is, when the light spreads, is it the same?
But it's 10 sefirot of direct light and 10 sefirot of reflected light. That's a difference. When the light enters or departs, there's a difference in its tendency and everything.
But still there's a coupling. The question is, in the spreading, in the expansion, is there the same, on the degree of Zeranpin, is the same coupling?
No, we have to learn that every degree on its own. It's not the same light, not the same vessel, not the same screen, nothing that was similar. There are the same rules, laws, but except for those, It's all different.
Because of the tendency?
Because the desire keeps changing. So it can be that there'll be the same light. But the process is the same process. The rules are the same rules. There's coarseness below the restriction, then organizing it above the restriction as much as you can use the coarseness in order to bestow. Then there's the rosh and a toch, and forces to bestow that you realize them in a coupling by striking, that you want to connect to the upper light, but by the striking, which striking? That you strike on your egoistic desire that exists, and you strike them, and you want to use it only in order to bestow. That's why it's called a connection, but through rejection. That you reject your intentions to receive, connect to the extent that you have an intention to bestow, and by that, the upper light can fill you. Okay?
Okay.
We came to 103, right?
103.
Please.
And here, in Partsuf Nikudim, it was done in precisely the same manner. Here too, two Partsufim emerge, Ab and Sag, one below the other. And in each of them, there are Teamim, Nekudot, Tagin, and Otiot. The only difference is that the refinement of the screen was not done here because of the clash of surrounding light and inner light, but due to the force of judgment in the ending Malchut, incorporated in those vessels. For this reason, the empty vessels did not remain in the Patsuf after the departure of the lights, as in the three Patsufim, Gilgalta, Ab, Sag, Avak, but broke and died and fell to Bia.
Again,
item 103. And here, in Patsuf Nikudim, just done as, in the same manner.
Just as in the first restriction in Gelgalta Rab, doesn't matter which Patsuf.
Here too, two Patsufim emerge, Ab and Sag, one below the other. And in each of them, there are Teamim, Nekudot, Tagin, and Dotiot. The only difference is that the refinement of the screen was not done here because of the clash of surrounding light and inner light, but due to the force of judgment of the ending Malchut, incorporated in those vessels. For this reason, the empty vessels did not remain in the Patsuf after the departure of the lights, as in the three Patsufim, Gelgalta, Ab, Sag, and Avak, but broke and died and fell to Bia.
Ken.
Yeah. I don't see any questions, so I wonder, but more Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот здесь непонятно в этом.
Yes, dear Rav. What's not clear here is that the refinement of the screen is not done because of the clash of the surrounding light and inner light, but due to the force of judgment of the ending Malchut. What does that mean?
That usually, as we learn in the Patsufim of Gelgalta Absag, there, the refinement of the screen happens when the screen rose from Tabor to Peh, and along the way lost its forces because it entered contact with the upper light that struck it and annulled it. When it reaches Peh Avosh, it completely comes to zero. That's it. But here, if we speak about the Patsufim that come out, well, let me read it again. 103. And here, in Patsuf Nikudim, it was done in precisely the same manner. Because there's a Rosh and a Guf. So what happens here when the lights enter the Patsuf? Here too, two Patsufim emerge, Absag, one below the other. And in each of them, there are Teamim, Nekudot, Tagim, and Otiot, Tanta, as usual. The only difference is that the refinement of the screen was not done here because of the clash surrounding light and inner light, but due to the force of judgment of the ending Malchut. Because of the previous Patsufim, the surrounding light presses and annuls the Masach. But due to the force of judgment of the ending Malchut, incorporated in those vessels, as written in item 90. For this reason, the empty vessels did not remain in the Patsuf after the departure of the lights, because the screen disappears. They received in order to receive. That's why the refinement, the disappearing of the screen happens because the lights just came out of the vessels when the vessels discovered that they're in order to receive instead of in order to bestow. So it's not like it was there that the lights departed in the three Patsufim of Gelgalta Absag, but broke and died and fell to Bia. So what are you asking now?
Так что такое все-таки сила суда, завершающая Малхут Месаемит? Вот это непонятно.
What is the force of judgment?
Malchut is the will to receive, and never otherwise. The will to receive that isn't refined, it never disappears. Otherwise, creation will entirely disappear. But then the Malchut, when it received in order to bestow the upper light, the force of the screen, it worked to receive in order to bestow. This force of receiving in order to bestow, from it, it disappears. And then, only the will to receive remains, and it's revealed without the intention to bestow. That's why the light departs. And not only that it departs, but that same light that would fill it, supposedly, by entering with the forces of Bina, it can't stay inside because the force of the Malchut is revealed. That's why these vessels that received it supposedly in order to bestow, but then it turned out that they took it in order to receive. That's why they broke and fell and died and fell into Bia. So there are three degrees of a descent. First, the screen broke that was in them in order to bestow. They died, meaning the light departed them, what filled them before, and fell, that they are already not close to the Creator. On the contrary, they fell away from Him, distant from in order to bestow, and now they are the worst, meaning from all the system of sanctity. That's why it's called the shattering of the vessels. They didn't empty themselves from the light, but the will to receive in them from the height that it was in order to bestow, it fell to a state of in order to receive. Okay, right? Well, let's start from... Well, from Tel Aviv 3.
Rav,
what is the limit when the upper one draws the lower one to Bina? Who fights this war with the ending Malchut, the upper one or the lower one?
No, I don't understand your words.
We're learning the ascent of the lower one to the upper one, right? That's the... What I'm asking is, who's running this war with the ending Malchut? So it's trying to draw the lower one downwards.
I don't understand your words. I'm telling you, where is this written that you're asking about it?
Can you explain what you're now explaining in the framework of the ascent of the lower one to the upper one?
The lower one isn't raising to the upper one. Where do you see these words here?
But the whole...
But not, but here it's not written about it. It's not speaking about it here. On the contrary, the Parzuf wants to draw the lights into it in order to receive. It discovered that it wants it.
Yes, but the upper one is under the upper one. He's protecting the lower one.
No, you need to read without taking into account what you already know.
PT 24. The question relates to the words broke and died and fell to Bia. But they were in Bia previously as well.
No, they were in Atzilut above the Parsa. We're not going to have time today already, but we'll talk about it tomorrow, about the shattering in a broader way. Rechovot.
You said that the vessels received in the intention in order to receive these lights. Is it possible, God forbid, that these vessels can deceive the upper light and conceal their intention?
No, their Rosh had the intention to bestow, and they started receiving in order to bestow, because they were above the Parsa. But half of the Parsuf was below the Parsa. And when the lights started coming and passing through the Parsa, they didn't feel that they're entering any problem, but it turned out that they kept the lights going also into the vessels that didn't have a screen to receive in order to bestow. It can't be below the Parsa. That's why the lights that went down there below were received in the vessels of reception. And it was a great innovation for all of them. And truthfully, the Creator organized it in such a way because He wanted the vessels of bestow and the vessels of reception to mix together. And when they mix, afterwards the corrections can happen one by the other. And if there wouldn't be this mixture by the shattering, so the vessels of reception could never be corrected to in order to bestow. There couldn't have been an intention to bestow in them. And here, by connecting the vessels of bestow with the vessels of reception, so the qualities of bestow enter the vessels of reception. And then, by the illumination of the upper light above, can bestow upon them and correct them. We'll learn about it. But it starts here. It starts here. Okay? Okay. We won't be able, well, women a bit. Coleman, quick.
A question from PT38. Why are the letters of the work after the departure of the light?
Because then you see the vessels, you feel the empty vessels, and they explain to us what they want. Then it's clear what state they're all in. That's why it's written that the expansion of the light and the departure, that builds the vessel.
A question from Dnieper. Why is it considered that the screen is refined as it rises from Tabul to the Peh?
The screen refines itself when it ascends from Tabul to the Peh, because it loses and loses and loses its connection with the upper light, and in this way it weakens until it completely disappears.
Moscow 18. What's the mistake in the calculation in the Rosh if the body crashes as a result? Was there a Katnut and Gadlut all at once?
There was no problem in the Rosh because according to all the information, the calculation was correct. But they couldn't take into account that same problem that in the goof of the Patsuf, the angel of death sits in there, as we say, the will to receive in order to receive. And they couldn't feel that in the Rosh. That's why it's no fault of the Patsuf or the Rosh, but the Creator organized it in such a way that shattering, because without the shattering, it is impossible to mix the vessels of reception and vessels of bestow and correct the vessels of reception that they will be in order to bestow.
What causes the screen to rise from Tabul to Peh?
What causes the screen to rise from Tabul to Peh? It feels that it can't work anymore in order to bestow on the coarseness of that goof. That's why it ascends. The screen is a result of the intention of the thought. Yeah.
PT 38. What is the force of judgment in Malchut?
The will to receive. Next.
Moscow 18.
Moscow 18. We see that Bina has to give Malchut a force to be corrected, and that's impossible because Bina is opposite to Malchut.
And Bina can illuminate to Malchut through this order of the Sfirot, and Malchut is incorporated and receives from Bina the forces of bestowal. We'll learn it. But this is how it happens. This is what happens from us. We are all egoists. How do we reach a state that we're bestowing on one another until we love each other? It doesn't seem reasonable to you, I understand, but it will be in the future for sure.
The question, according to what you said, how do we, the lower ones, turn to the upper one to elevate us upwards? And why would that not bring us to the shattering?
First of all, the fact that there was shattering before, it already organized the system that it can't happen again. That's one thing. Second, it also organized it in a way that even though we're the lower ones and opposite of bestowal, we can ask the Creator to give us the force of bestowal, and we'll still learn about that. The system is very complex, and we, even though we're egoists, we can gradually come to a state that we truly bestow.
That's it in the meantime.
Good. So, what do we have left, Moshe? We're done with 103, right?
Yes.
Read 104.
104. Regarding the Patsuf of Teamim that emerged in the world of Nikudim, which is the first Patsuf in Nikudim, which emerged on the level of Keter, it has already been explained that it emerged with Rosh and Guf. The Rosh emerged in Abba Ve'ima, and the Guf is the expansion of Zat with the Peh of Abba Ve'ima down. This expansion from the Peh of Abba Ve'ima downward is called Melech Hadat, the King of Da'at. And this is indeed the whole of the Zat of Nikudim that expanded once again to their place after the raising of Man. But since their root remained in Abba Ve'ima for subsistence and establishing to the face to face of Abba Ve'ima, called their Moach Hadat, which makes Abba Ve'ima copulate, their expansion from above downward into the Guf is also called by that name, Melech Hadat. This is the first Melech, the first king of Nikudim.
Again.
Again, 104. Regarding the Patsuf of Ta'amim that emerged in the world of Nikudim, which is the first Patsuf in Nikudim, which emerged on the level of Keter, it has already been explained that it emerged with Rosh and Guf. The Rosh emerged in Abba Ve'ima, and the Guf is the expansion of Zat from the Peh of Abba Ve'ima down. This expansion from the Peh of Abba Ve'ima downward is called Melech Hadat, the King of Da'at. And this is indeed the whole of the Zat of Nikudim that expanded once again to their place after the raising of Man. But since the root remained in Abba Ve'ima for subsistence and establishing to the face-to-face of Abba Ve'ima, called their Moach Hadat, which makes Abba Ve'ima copulate, their expansion from above downward into a Guf is also called by that name, Melech Hadat. This is the first Melech, the first king of Nikudim.
Okay, we'll learn this tomorrow. I'm still asking. Read it. Go over it at least once. You have to renew this. after a few hours, and it'll settle down in the head and the heart. We will still enter these things. You'll see that it's the system that we exist in, and we just need to discover it. It's a system of forces that we exist in. It works on us. They activate all of humanity, all the worlds around us. And we have to start feeling it. The Creator is advancing us towards this. You see what He's doing with all of us. We are becoming more and more connected upon all the earth, and we have no choice. We'll discover how dependent we are on this more and more until we decide that that's it. We have no choice, and we must connect between us correctly. And only in such a way we can reach wholeness, perfection, and adhesion with the Creator. So everyone have a good day, all the best, and we'll advance towards connection constantly. Good day, and thank you.
So we have one announcement. The schedule for today, 10 till 10:45, meeting with Kabbalah, with Dr. Lightman. Let's sing.
Looking for a way to put together all the pieces of these broken parts. Signs are in the air, in every breath, in every moment, and in every heart. Every time we rise and fall together, there's a light to guide us through it all. We hold on to each other through the ways that we discover on the road to love. Ve'im nachzik beyachad, me'al ha'evdelim, nir'eh ech ahavam chazal ha'pshayim. Love, come on and let your heart sing. Break open the door, it's time for uniting. Above comes a me beyond the horizon. Together we see through the tent that we're living in. La distancia entre nosotros como un reto que la luz nos da. Juntando nuestras manos y uniendo intenciones a su voluntad. Мы падаем и вновь встаем, держась за свет, который нас к себе зовет. И сердце в сердце лишь мольба благословляет наш всеобщий путь вперед.